InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Cannabis use is rising fast among older adults and people living with HIV. And so are the risks. Joining us is Dr. Danielle Haley from the Boston University School of Public Health and lead author of a recent study to explain what's behind the trend and why it matters. Dr. Haley, let's start with this. What exactly is cannabis use disorder, and how is it different from casual or medicinal use?
Cannabis use disorder is a clinical diagnosis, so it's based on clinical criteria. And what it means is that your cannabis use has progressed to a place where you are experiencing negative physical or psychosocial consequences related to your use, but continue to use cannabis despite those negative consequences.
Now, your study shows a sharp rise in cannabis use among older adults. Why do you think this age group's turning to cannabis more than ever before?
Interestingly, adults over 65 are the fastest growing age group using cannabis. And as cannabis has been legalized over time, we're seeing norms changing around cannabis use, where people, particularly older adults, are perceiving more benefits and fewer harms related to cannabis. And I think with the move towards legalization of cannabis for medical use, people are also kind of moving to cannabis for medical reasons. So thinking about your mood, sleep, pain, and these are all common occurrences that occur more frequently as you age.
What would you say some of the risks or complications from cannabis use for older individuals, especially if they're on medication already?
Yeah, so we do know that cannabis interacts with a number of prescribed medications. And at the same time, particularly as cannabis is getting more potent, we're seeing increases in harms as it relates to thinking about like unintended injuries or cognitive impairments or mood disorders. And if you think about something like an unintended injury or a fall, there may be greater consequences for people as they age as compared to someone who's younger.
Do you think there's a common misperception that cannabis is harmless because it's natural or legal in many states?
I think with legalization, we have fundamentally changed a product over time, which you can think about as a plant. And we have made it more concentrated and we have put it into many different products. But the potency of cannabis has actually increased fourfold in the last 30 years. So what we think about as a joint in the 70s is fundamentally a different product now.
From about 2000 to 2022, cannabis use disorder rose among just about every demographic subgroup. I'm wondering if any of those patterns surprised you in terms of who was most affected.
Yeah, we were actually really surprised. When we looked at the data, we saw increases, as you mentioned, across every group that we looked at related to thinking about like age, sex, race, ethnicity. People with HIV consistently had a higher prevalence of cannabis use disorder than other groups. That we expected, we weren't surprised to see because we do know people with HIV, more people use cannabis than in the general population. So the more you're using cannabis, the more frequently you're using, the higher risk you might have of developing a use disorder. But we were actually really surprised to see of all the groups, cannabis use disorder was increasing most rapidly for older adults and particularly adults over 65. And when we think about cannabis, we often really focus on younger people. And so it really tells us that we really need to be focusing on older adults when we're thinking about cannabis as well.
In terms of the commercial cannabis market, I'm wondering if things such as vapes, edibles, high THC products, do these contribute to the overuse, do you think?
Well, we do know that there are more harms associated with more potent products. So if you think about like a vape, you're going to be getting potentially more THC in a single setting than you would be from like a plant material. There's also a lot of diversity in substances in terms of what the concentration is, what the ratio of like THC, the psychoactive substance, to CBD, which is the not psychoactive substance. strains. And so I think a lot of times people might be using products and not even knowing what's in the product that they're using potentially.
We're talking about cannabis use disorder, and our guest is Dr. Danielle Haley from the Boston University School of Public Health and lead author of this study that we're discussing. Are there any currently effective treatments for cannabis use disorder, or is that still being figured out?
Yeah, so there are no FDA-approved medications for the treatment of cannabis use disorder. There are some behavioral approaches, like for instance, cognitive behavioral therapy, but the benefits of those are modest. So we really, as we're seeing this increase in cannabis use and cannabis use disorder, we really do need to focus on finding more effective treatments for people.
How would you say cannabis compares to other substances like alcohol or tobacco in terms of use and disorder rates?
In terms of thinking about the prevalence of cannabis use, cannabis is the most widely used substance, which is federally illegal. And we are seeing increases in cannabis use across all demographic groups. And comparatively, while the prevalence of cannabis use disorder is lower and the prevalence of cannabis use is lower than like alcohol or tobacco, I think the fact that we are seeing these increases means that we really need to be focusing on kind of growing burden of use disorder.
Your study recommends universal screening for cannabis use disorder. What would that look like in a typical healthcare setting?
Currently, there is no universal screening for cannabis use disorder, and we do know that cannabis use disorder is actually underdiagnosed. So probably what we're seeing in this study is we're actually probably missing a lot of folks that have a use disorder. So there are some short screeners, like 4 questions that a healthcare provider can ask an individual during a healthcare interaction to get a sense of whether or not people are using cannabis maybe more than they intended or experiencing consequences. So that can help us identify whether or not individuals may need some additional care and support related to their use.
One of the things that your study found is that up to 30% of cannabis users might develop the disorder. If someone is listening and they use cannabis, are there any early warning signs they should look out for?
Yeah. Something that's very interesting about cannabis is that some of the negative consequences of cannabis might manifest differently for different people. For instance, like cannabis might be used to treat nausea, but we know in some cases, like symptoms of chemical dependency and withdrawal may actually manifest as vomiting. But I think generally speaking, if you are feeling that when you're using cannabis, you're using larger amounts than you intend, you're experiencing a lot of cravings, or you are continuing to use cannabis despite feeling like you're experiencing potentially some negative impacts as it relates to your personal relationships or finances or legal situation or health, then that might be an indicator that it might be beneficial to seek professional help and support.
Given how variable these products are that we're talking about, would you advocate stricter labeling? You know, if you buy a pack of cigarettes, there's warnings on the pack of cigarettes. Something like that for cannabis as well?
I think labeling is part of it, but I think part of a big gap that we really have is that we don't really understand the potential benefits and harms of cannabis. Like, there are potentially some benefits to using cannabis. I think one thing that we really need to focus on is to advance our understanding of what those harms and benefits are so that people, and sharing that information with people so that they can make informed decisions, and having information like labeling once people can understand what kind of benefits or consequences might be associated with cannabis, I think is part of that informed decision-making process.
Well, as we wrap this up, could you perhaps tell us the single most important takeaway that you hope people, especially older adults and their caregivers, get from your study?
I think it's really important that we continue research to help us understand what the benefits and the harms of cannabis are. using real-world data like we did in the study that we're discussing today, so that people can really make informed decisions around their cannabis use and to have discussions with their healthcare providers about potential benefits and consequences based on their personal situation. And related to that, just a growing acknowledgement that we really should be thinking about cannabis use, particularly in older adults.
Dr. Danielle Haley from the Boston University School of Public Health and lead author of this recent study discussing the trend of cannabis use and cannabis use disorder. Dr. Haley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Next, childhood abuse can lead to long-term health issues. That story coming up.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.